gosh. Look what she's wearing. It's so last season. Ew.
It's time for Fashion on the Fly.
Fashion on the Fly. Only on 93.1 Jams.
Well, we are back at it when it comes to the most beautiful and popular beauty blogger in town at It's Me, Kelsey 22. It is always a pleasure to have this beautiful woman on our show each and every Tuesday at 7:40, because that's what it's all about, Madtown. Over 30,000 followers on Instagram, and she has been named an ambassador for Ulta. Give it up for Kelsey Christine.
Hello. How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Kelsey. How are you, girl?
I'm good. Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning. We're happy that you're here
today.
Nice
day.
I know.
Oh, yes. I'm happy to be here.
Well, we're excited again that we are going to be sharing some fabulous things.
Hey, so what are we talking about this week?
So we're doing a little more on the beauty side again this week. I wanted to talk about, I guess, more lifestyle, but I wanted to talk about five things that help you look and feel refreshed in the morning. With quarantine and, you know, post-quarantine, it's been a little harder for me to get up. I don't know about you guys, but in the mornings, it's just a little bit of a struggle lately. I don't know. It's just been something. I don't know. Have you guys been that way?
Oh, always.
Yeah.
Always.
I've been like,
always.
I don't want to get up yet. Five more minutes.
Yeah, I'm constantly hitting the clock.
Pre-quarantine, I used to be an early riser. I was up, you know, I'd work out at the gym. I'd leave at 4:15 a.m. to go to Peter Krause Fitness in Middleton at least two times a week. And the other days, I would be up by 5 a.m. So now that I'm kind of making my own schedule, it's a little bit tougher, but I'm trying to get back to that like pre-quarantine hours, the early morning. So I put together five things that can help you look refreshed in the morning, even if you're going to the office or if you're working from home, it doesn't matter. So let's jump into number one. So number one is stretch. So I don't know if you guys, when you wake up in the morning, you have that like big stretch, you know, where you're like, put your arms up, you're like, oh my gosh, this feels great. That actually, studies show that increases your mood and gets your blood flowing and like just completely sets you up for the day. And you should do more than just that. Mm. Yeah, I know. It's pretty interesting, but I put a link in the blog post too of like a couple stretches you can do in bed. I used to do a stretches before bed, and I actually did them last night. It's been a while and I'm trying to get back into it. I did like a little like yoga in bed stretch last night. I fell asleep, passed out, woke up this morning with my alarm. I usually wake up at least once in the middle of the night, and I did not last night. So that actually, I'm going to have to add that to my routine.
So you're sitting in your bed and then you were like stretching? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Like, ooh.
Yep. It's called like yoga in bed. It's not yoga. It's just like literally like just stretching your body forward, sideways, you know, like getting your posture right. It's relieving like all that tension so that when you're ready to go to sleep, you can just pass out. And I did. I literally passed out right afterwards. Connor was like, it's peaceful even watching you do this, because I tried to get him to do it with me.
Uh-huh.
He has before, but last night he didn't. And I was like, all right, I'm ready for bed.
Yeah. So. Your husband was probably thinking of other ways for attention.
Right, right.
Yes. Other than stretching.
Oh,
just messing with you.
Yeah. Yep. Well, number two is drinking water. So drink lots of water the night before, or especially in the morning. I like to wake up and have a cold glass of water with usually like lemon juice. I'll just like, I have a little like quart bottle of lemon juice I'll put in there. And I have this insulated tumbler that I love to carry around my house like all day with me to make sure I'm drinking water. I linked that on the blog post as well. And you never drink enough water. I feel like it's just a struggle for me. I don't know about you guys, but it definitely helps when you drink it.
Yeah, I definitely see a difference in my complexion, and I feel like my face looks brighter when I drink water. I definitely notice a difference when I don't.
Yeah, and it another thing is to avoid salty foods before going to bed too. That helps the puffiness. Like I notice when I have salty foods before going to bed, I wake up and I'm just like puffy and bloated looking, and you know, your face just looks a little puffy. You know, it's just not the best, and water definitely helps that though.
Listen, I'm okay with, you know, eating a bag of chips and realizing the next morning that I look like Jabba the Hutt in the morning. But I will drink my water and it will release, right?
Yeah. Right, exactly. Or if you don't have the water, then you have to depuff in another way. So I use like an ice roller or a jade roller.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
the jade roller we talked about in a previous post?
Yep.
A couple weeks ago. The jade roller or gua sha tool is awesome to like it. And I think, Krista, I think you looked at that ice roller and you were like, oh, that's really cool. It basically does the same thing where you just like, it's a roller that's keeping your freezer or fridge, and it depuffs your entire face when you roll it all over your face and your neck.
Love it.
So that's always a good thing. And then another way to depuff would be like using a good eye cream. Anything depuffing, cooling, or that helps like your under eye bag. I like to use my Tula Rose Glow and Get It Balm. That's what it's called. It's like this little stick that you just use under your eyes. And actually, there's a rose one and there's a blue just cooling one from Tula. And Connor actually uses the cooling one in the morning and he loves it. Probably wouldn't admit that. I've made him show it on Instagram stories, but I don't know if he'd actually admit it outside of there.
That's adorable.
But he loves using it. And it really helps just like cool that under eye, and it just feels nice and like, I don't know, it just wakes your eyes up. It's great. And then I also, on the topic of Tula, I have a 15% off coupon for them on their website. It's me Kelsey for 15% off their website, which is cool.
Love that.
So, yeah. And then the last thing is just to move. So like get your blood flowing, and that goes along with the stretching too. But like in addition to that, like hitting the gym or doing like an at-home workout, I like to walk my dogs in the morning before it gets too hot. So I'm about to walk them right after this. And it just like, you know, gets your blood flowing and really like increases that your mood for the day even, which makes you just look more refreshed and feel more refreshed. So those are my five tips.
Well, those are great tips because yeah. That's like an everyday, and these are things that you can do. I mean, it's accessible for you to do in your home.
Right.
You know, which is
right.
Good.
And you don't have to really like buy anything additionally.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I linked all those. If you did want to buy anything additionally, I did link anything that I talked about in the post too, is at the bottom of the post in the blog post. You can shop those too. Like, so I linked the Gua Sha tool and any ice rollers and whatnot, but you can use pretty much anything at your house too, or any like depuffing creams you already have, things like that. So
I like the Dr. Brandt needles no more. I've tried that before.
Oh yeah.
That. Yeah. Yep. You have
I
that.
Love that. I yeah. still use that after like any ice rolling or any of that eye balm already that I do like right before my makeup. I love that. Oh. I gave my mom that and she tried it and she was like, oh, I kind of like this thing. I'm like, yeah, I'll have to get you one.
That's right. No Botox, mom. You don't need it. You don't need it.
Right.
Now.
That's yeah. right.
So
right.
it's really, yeah. that's awesome, honey. Thank you.
Yeah. Sweet. I'm going to try an ice roller. I got to try that too.
You actually would love that after because you run a lot, right?
Yeah.
So that you can do all over your body. It's pretty big. It's like, I don't know, if you like the size of your fist, it's like the width of your fist.
All right. Yeah.
So
I'd love to try that.
Yeah, it's supposed to be good for all over. So yeah, those are great.
Yeah, very
Speaking
good.
Speaking of Botox, though, I still get Botox.
Come on, every girl loves her Botox, Kelsey.
I just got it after, like, put my post-quarantine Botox. I shared my, like, 2-week results on my Instagram the other day, and people were like, wow, you can still move your face? And I'm like, yes, Botox does not freeze your face.
No.
I think I think with all the movies and whatnot, people are like, they just think that Botox is going to make you look crazy or, you know, whatever. And I'm like, no, their goal is to make you look natural.
Absolutely. And, you know, yeah. there's a difference between where you go versus where Kim Zolciak goes from The Housewives. I mean, when you overdo your face, you're going to mm-hmm. walk around like you're stunned.
Absolutely.
And mm-hmm. that you got yourself stuck in a wasp hive and now your lips are all jacked up. That's what happens.
That is true. Exactly. Botched, right? You don't want to be on an episode of Botched.
No, you don't. Oh, yeah. Dr. DeBro.
That's we right. Love Dr. We DeBro. Love Dr. DeBro.
Love it.
Oh, too funny.
Hey, well, you can get exclusive access to Kelsey's website by texting the word FLY, F-L-Y, to 608-321-0931. Kelsey, tell us where we can find you.
Sure. So the blog post is over at kelseychristine.com, and I am on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at itsmekelsey22, and then on YouTube, I am at Kelsey Christine.
Love it. Kelsey, thank you so much, honey, for coming on the show. Have a wonderful 4th of July weekend, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yeah, you as well. Thank you.
All right, love. All right, it's Chris in the Morning Raj right here on 93.1 Jams.